it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, it rarely, if ever, happens. We just got too much to talk about because in this day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. No one's better equipped to talk to you about it than Joe Spano, but hell, he ain't here. So I'm going to talk to you about it this morning. Look, if you have a tablet, if you have an iPhone, Android, whatever the circumstances are, man, you know what the drill is. Download the apps. There's multiple apps. Grab this show. You can listen live. You can archive stuff. You're at the gym. You want to push it off till later. You want to listen to it now. Beautiful way to do it. You're in your desk this morning. Just checking in. It's 8 o'clock, a little early for some, 9 o'clock for others. You want to catch up what went on Spano and Black? Well, there's an easy way to do it. It's all about radio on the go. It's about TuneIn. It's about iHeart. It's about Stitcher. All the various different ways you can get us, because this way, there's no excuse anymore. You can track us down no matter, like the FBI would track down me and Joe. That's exactly how you can get this program. And, you know, you can start out with the original. Go to our website. Click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. I mean, there's no getting around it. And, you know, when you do that, and you're on our homepage, you can literally see all the archived interviews that have been done on the network. And if something strikes your fancy and you only got a couple of minutes and you want to listen to it, well, hell, go for it. Most important to us, it's American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they throw it out there overseas. They protect us on a day-in, day-out basis. And if we're here, we're giving them a little bit of a taste of home. Well, guess what? We're happy, and we're proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Play ball! Yeah, pretty much. Play ball. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today. Well-deserved rest. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Twitter is more your thing. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And we got a big show in front of us today. Tickets are starting to get punched. NFL combines in the books. All kinds of fun stuff. We'll probably start with the National Football League and work our way around. And we also have a guest at 10 after hour number 2, Scott Robb, who wrote a book about him personally bringing a championship to Cleveland with the help of LeBron James. It's actually pretty cute. And we'll talk to him about that at 10 after hour number 1. So that's all good. And, you know, look, we just go forward and enjoy ourselves each and every day here in the Attack. And we'd like you to join us at 1-800-878-PLAY. But combines are in the books. National Football League is a good place to start. And we'll roll into college basketball. Going to be a lot of college basketball for the next couple of weeks. And it'll just get better and better, accumulating with the finale somewhere in the month of April. And, you know, it's all good at this time of year. We have a lot of fun with it. We'll be bringing you the usual array of guests. We've got coaches. We've got journalists. We have all kinds of stuff going on. But, you know, look, it's the combine's up in Indianapolis. It has now become, as I said, the third leg of the draft. And it you know, you have that combination Senior Bowl, East-West Shrine. Senior Bowl certainly gets more play. And then you get the combines, which with all the cutdowns that happen on the rosters, as, you know, roster bonuses do and all that kind of good stuff, that kind of becomes that second leg. And then that third leg is the draft, as teams try to re-sculpt and reformulate what's going to go forward for them going into the next football season. And, you know, look, it's high priority, high stakes. The rumors fly. You get the I forget who the guy that was that said it, but I thought it was hilarious. The underwear Olympics is what's going on out there. Is they're running around in shorts and T-shirts and trying to jump as high as they can and run as fast as they can and tip the scales, hopefully at the right weight. And some do better than others. And you walk in and you hope, if you're a prospect, that you impress these guys enough to come in and do the right thing, as it were. And it's a tough thing to read. These personnel guys are in there. You already, you know, had the backlash from general managers who didn't get to evaluate Joe Mixon. There were guys in there like Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey and a couple of other guys that decided to skip bowl games. And I'm sure that interview process was interesting, because you were going to have some general managers that frowned upon that. And you were going to have some general managers who completely understood it, but they wanted to hear the rationalization of the players and why they decided to make that choice. I mean, I you know, it's pretty obvious in most cases. They just didn't want to get hurt. Now, some of these players were a little bit tweaked. Fournette was one of them. And it was understandable why he skipped. They weren't playing for a national champion. But, you know, you look at McCaffrey, and he wasn't hurt, but decided to walk away from the bowl game anyway. And, you know, in the aspect of unity, all their teammates supported him, and all the teammates supported Fournette, but I'm sure that there were some, even though they didn't say it publicly, that were not thrilled with those decisions. And I'm sure many of their coaches, their head coaches said the right thing, but I'm sure some of the coaches were not thrilled with the fact that these guys skipped. And honestly, you have to wonder if it's not in a title situation. In other words, one of the final four going forward, as to whether or not this is going to start to play out as a more regular thing. And that's an interesting thing. I mean, you know, you look at what's going on with the commodities that are the players that are getting ready to participate in the National Football League, and many of them take insurance policies out on them on themselves. Many of them, and whether it's in basketball or football, they hit the spring. You know, they do all their eligibility, make sure they're going to class until bowl season is over, and then they drop out. You know, it's they withdraw from their classes, and then they go to their respective conditioners and trainers and position coaches. You know, you get quarterback coaches now that work with the prospects that are coming into the league. Tom House is one of those guys that works with them. And they're trying to get themselves set up where they can move up in the draft. And this is a particularly interesting phenomenon, that it's a cottage industry that's been created over the last real decade. Not really much further back than that. I mean, there was individual coaches. But when you factor in these guys, aside from the combine, are going to have pro days. That's where Joe Mixon is going to be evaluated. And you're also going to see who's interested in him at that point, because all 32 teams are not going to be there. You know, don't forget, there are teams that are not going to have him on the board, that will not draft him no matter what, because of the domestic violence incident. And that's how it's going to play out. So they have to go down there. He'll do his pro day. He'll run. But in the meantime, he's working with an individual coach. He's trying to get himself in prime shape. And I mean, these guys are elite, world-class athletes anyway. But hey, you know, they're basically tuning their body up to be in prime form, so that when these guys go to the pro days, they see the individual workouts, and hopefully these guys slot up. The same thing of the guys that come into the combine. You have guys that are coming off surgery. You have the guys that are coming off injury. You know, the wear and tear of the college game on the body, although less than the professional level, is still hardcore. You have guys with bad shoulders and bad knees, and you know, the kid from Cal ran the 4.22. He's having shoulder surgery, but he wanted to run to show off his speed. Okay, so they got that one checked off in the books. And that's exactly what these guys are doing. Some of the quarterbacks throw, some of them don't throw. Some of them are working on their footwork. The great majority of these quarterbacks that are being considered don't play in pro sets. This is another aspect they're working on. You know, they're getting down there behind center, underneath center specifically, learning how to do a three-step drop and a five-step drop and a seven-step drop instead of passing from a shotgun. Now, look, National Football League has adopted some of the spread offense, but they're not all spread. It's not all shotgun. And the adjustment, you know, because the running game in the National Football League is still prevalent. You run the football, you're going to win a lot of football games. It's still the quarterback turns around and hands the ball off a lot of times. It's not a running back standing next to a quarterback who gets the ball tucked in his belly. And so it's an adjustment period for a lot of these players. And, you know, there are now, like I said, this cottage industry to prep these guys the same they would, same way they would be tutored for an exam in college. And it's become a high-profile, high-dollar industry. And these guys are hedging their professional income against being taught certain techniques and certain ways by some of these players, ex-players in cases, and coaches, to get it right. And it's in all positions now. And, you know, that's what's become interesting about this. It's not just the quarterbacks anymore. Running backs, defensive linemen, offensive linemen. That's the whole nine. Hey, let's pick it up there on the other side, because, like I said, cottage industry onto itself, and whether or not it helps these guys or not, well, that's a question. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano Black Tech. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Well, it might fall into the or what category, but we'll find out later. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, we'll explore a little bit of NCAA basketball because tickets are starting to get punched. And, you know, as we were talking about, we'll have all kinds of coaches and broadcasters and all that kind of good stuff on as March Madness continues. And, we'll have some fun as the Spano and Black Attack will roar into March the way it always does. And, you know, look, we're talking National Football League, and as I said going into the break, you know, it's now become such a specialty situation that, you kind of look at it and you say to yourself, all right, well, how do these guys prep? And they go into the combines, they try to get themselves, how do you put it? It's professional prostitution. I mean, it's like these guys are commodities, man. That's all they are. And when you look at it, it's very difficult to sell yourself the right way. And what I mean by that is you have to go in there. You have to be careful on how you present yourself. You don't want to come off as too cocky. You don't want to come off as too humble. You know, Pat Williams wrote a great book. Our friend, the senior VP of the Orlando Magic, called Humility. And he talks about that quite a bit in that, you know, you can go in there and talk about how, oh, I'm just happy to be here. And you know, if any team gives me an opportunity, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be proud to play there and everything. And then they walk out of the room and they look at it and they're like, is this kid for real? Is this a... You know, is he BSing us? Is he, you know, putting on a show here, just trying to say the right thing and doing the right thing? And there's a legitimate concern about that because, look, you have to have an ego. You have to have a little bit of an edge to you in order to be successful on any level. And it is business, sports, no matter what it is. So the guys that come in and do that, they can end up leaving as bad as an impression as the guy that walks in and says, you know, oh yeah, you know, I'm as good as Tom Brady. I'm better than Lawrence Taylor. I'm better than, you know, this is, you know, there's that happy balance that has to be met. And all of that goes into the building blocks of these guys as they prep for the combines and they prep for the interviews. You know, don't forget, this is their, in the case of the non-seniors, their first exposure to the NFL machine, as it is. You know, the Senior Bowl, that's a completely different animal. And for those of you listening to the show, I live down in Mobile. I was around the Senior Bowl when I was working down there. Completely different animal because they go in and the coaching staffs that are involved, and don't forget, almost every head football coach and personnel guy is down there. All the assistants are down there. It's a job market for people who are unemployed, looking to move around, make a change. Coaching changes have gone on. Maybe they're out of work. But these kids come in, and for all the... They get the tour, they go to the hospitals, they do the public appearances and everything else. It's more about the practice. The game is secondary. It's coaches looking at kids that they want to find out how they can be coached, if they can be coached, how they respond to coaching. The personnel people are looking at them. Personnel people are talking to them. Coaches are talking to them. So for the seniors, it's their first exposure, and they have that little bit of a distinct advantage. East-West Shrine game, they'll take anybody who is eligible for the draft, and there's personnel people there too. Don't kid yourself. It just doesn't get the play that the Senior Bowl gets. But they're there as well, in number. And that exposure, that's that first little baby step before they go into the combines. But by the time the combine comes around, you're talking about a little bit of separation between the end of the season and now prepping for the draft. They have that opportunity, like I said, that cottage industry, and literally it's everybody. It's defensive coaches working on technique. They want the down linemen to be prepared, whether it's their three technique, their four, or their five. Linebackers, how they're going to be perceived. Because don't forget, this is a specialty sport now in all aspects of it, offense and defense. Only people that are on the field for the entire time are the linemen and the quarterback. Everybody else rotates around. You know, there's a number one receiver, but, you know, there's four other receivers on the field at any given time. Offensive linemen are the stalwarts. Very few rotation out. You know, they'll put some in to keep them fresh. But for the most part, those guys are out there and the quarterback's out there. On defense, constantly rotating defensive linemen. Very few play all the time now. Same with linebackers. Most are two-down linebackers. Some are pass rush specialists. The defensive backfield, depending on the formation, four, five, six guys on the field. You know, this is how it plays out now. So everybody has their niche. Everybody has their specialty. And when these guys are coming in and you're looking at the possibilities and probabilities on their professional career, this is what they have to prepare for. So they come in with a certain reputation. Okay, we saw you were good at this. You weren't so good at that. We see that size-wise, you're a bit of a tweener. How are you going to address that? Where do you fit in on our football team? You know, and I think that's the intriguing aspect of it. And these guys get coached up. You know, and this is what, how they're doing it, how they're prepping. I mean, you know, this is how it plays out. You know, like I said, whether or not it's Ross running a 4-2-2 or Myles Garrett beating out all the quarterbacks that were running, you know, it's their professional future, and this is them preparing to be professionals. Like I said, the cottage industry aspect of it, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine, like any other profession, because I have not been around it, that some of them are better than others. Some of them get the reps as being quarterback gurus or offensive lineman gurus or whatever circumstances are. And these guys go running to them and they pay them their money. I don't know how much it is, but they pay them their money to get better at their particular position. Works for some, doesn't work for others. You know, but it's like I said, it's a meat market and it's preparing for professionalism, the Underwear Olympics. And coming out of this particular combine, you know, defensive linemen and linebackers got their chance this past Sunday. Myles Garrett, who it's going to be hard for him not to be the number one overall pick. He ran a 4.6 4.40. This is a defensive lineman. 6 foot four and a half, 272 pounds is how he weighed in. Vertical jump of 41 inches, and he broad jump 10 feet 8 inches. I was going to say 8 inches, 10 feet. You know, so I mean, athletically, there's no question. The reps were there in the bench press, all the stuff that went around. So, you know, when you look at a guy like Myles Garrett, who's already projected to be a top three pick, he did nothing but enhance his performance. Other guys that perhaps were not as high on the list, a guy like Hassan Reddick, who's a linebacker out of Temple, who's a very good player. I mean, you know, this guy, he may go first round. He's more than likely in the second round, but he'll have some opportunity to do that. And it's funny, in the scouting report, excuse me, it became interesting because here's a guy who also showed well at the Senior Bowl. And that's how, you know, again, and then now there will be the pro day. But Reddick, he did an 11-foot, 1-inch broad jump, which Darren Lee and A.J. Hawk were the two highest since 2006 among linebackers. Very fluid in the cones. And then they referenced, and this article is on ESPN, how comfortable he was at the Senior Bowl playing the off-linebacker position. And this is a guy that more than likely has helped himself up into the first round. Now, you know, again, they do these ranks, and it's a combination of various different things. And, you know, which is it? Where is it? How is it? Why is it? All this kind of stuff. They had him rated as the 41st overall player on the board. But, again, here's, you know, he did himself some good. he is actually considered, and I find this, it's just, I'm just getting old. He's 237 pounds. And they consider him a little bit undersized for a linebacker. And that's the thing, you know. Offensive tackles that are playing at 310, 315. If they get their arms and hands on a 237-pound linebacker, it doesn't matter how quick or how strong you are, you're going to get manhandled. And that's their concern. They want him a little bit bulkier. All right, whatever. You know, for me, it's the eye test and the smell test. If you can play football and it smells right, you grab the guy and you put him on your roster. But again, he's one of the guys that did himself some good. We'll talk about some guys that maybe didn't do themselves so good and other questions that are raised during the course of the combine right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Well, you bet your hiney it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, talking about the combine and winners and losers and all that kind of good stuff, you know, first of all, J.J. Watt's kid brother ran quicker than he did, so that'll get a little bit of attention. Ross running at 4.22 was just 4.22. That's, you know, how do you? I don't know. I just think it's incomprehensible to me. He literally would be at 40 yards before I'm at 20. That's really scary. We were talking about some of the winners. Hassan Reddick, who, if you just flat out watch football, he's a football player. He's going to be a 10-year guy in the league. You know, I don't know if he's going to be a star. But if you're lacking in depth, and this is one of those things, too. You know, again, if just like for the sake of discussion, he falls to the second round. Well, if you're a team that is bereft of talent, he's one of those guys. You know, it you have to look at one of those fellows that, you know, he can contribute to this football team. And that's literally what it comes down to. You know, it's when you're the Cleveland Browns, when you're the Rams, when you're one of these teams, you've got to get bodies in there. And I'm not just saying any bodies, don't misunderstand me. But these are teams without a ton of talent. And I think the Browns have more talent than a lot of people realize. Again, I'm not sitting out there in Indianapolis, so, you know, you look at it, and like I said, a guy like Myles Garrett, who most people had at the top of the board anyway, is coming in, and who do you go with? You know, is it Jonathan Allen? And you do the interior. Is it Myles Garrett? Because if you can get a guy who can truly rush the passer and he's going to be on the field, well, how do you not take him? Now, herein lies the dilemma for most football teams. But in this case, fortunately for the Browns, and although their hierarchy is a bit odd in the way that it's structured, they have Hugh Jackson patrolling the sidelines. And he's going to have big sway into that final decision that's made in the draft room that day. But Mitchell, don't call me Mitch Trubisky, came in. There are questions about his size. He comes in. He measures out at 6'2.5", so whew, thank goodness. You know, Hugh Jackson had a great reply in the press conference. You know, what's your ideal for a size, for the size of a quarterback? He said 6'2.5". You know, the temptation is to grab Trubisky. You need a quarterback. You know, is it going to be Cody Kessler? Probably not. I think he showed enough last year to bridge the gap for another year. He was pretty damn efficient. Now, most people have him pegged as a career backup, but, you know, at this point in the development of the Cleveland Browns, unless Andrew Luck or Cam Newton or, you know, or even Jameis Winston, I'll say Jameis Winston, you know how I feel about Jameis, is coming through the door. Boy, it's just tough to commit to one of the quarterbacks in this class. And quite frankly, that's where I think a guy like Deshaun Watson, if you're going to roll the dice on a guy that has a national championship under his belt. You know, roll the dice on a guy that took that major leap in his junior year. You know, yeah, he stepped back a little this year. The accuracy wasn't as good, particularly on the deep ball. But, you know, Hugh Jackson is brilliant with quarterbacks. So if you're going to go in the direction of a quarterback, you know, do that. Don't go with the hometown kid. Don't go with the, you know, you did the Brady Quinn thing. Because everybody in Cleveland will be looking for a job in 3 years. And it may be anyway. But you can be assured that that'll be how it's going to go down. And, you know, again, this is where it's truly the toughest job, personnel evaluation, in any sport, but specifically the National Football League, because you have to put so many bodies on the field. It's the toughest job in sports. It really is. You know, when you look at those that top couple of players, you know, Cleveland needs a quarterback, Niners need a quarterback, Bears need a quarterback. Jacksonville might need a quarterback. You know, so it makes it really difficult to make the call and pull that trigger. And as we always see leading up to the draft, the quarterbacks start to rise on the board because of necessity. But, you know, you look at guys who have come into the league over the last few years. You know, Andrew Luck. All right, who else? Who else? And you know, again, don't throw Jameis Winston at me, because they haven't won diddly squat yet. He has all the tools. I still believe he's going to be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. He's not going to be a franchise quarterback. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. With all the rules tilted towards the quarterbacks, with everything, excuse me, with everything tilted in the direction of offense, he'll put up numbers, he'll put up stats, he'll win football games. I don't know that he's ever going to be the great quarterback that a lot of people think he is. He may end up shutting my mouth by winning a Super Bowl. And by the way, when and if that happens, I'll be the first one in line to say that I was wrong. And the same thing with Mariota. Mariota makes so many mistakes in putting the ball on the ground. He fumbles. He makes, you know, and this is, and he's protected. I mean, they're ground and pound. They're turn around and hand the football off. As the necessity comes to open up that offense, I want to see what Marcus Mariota can do. Now, they're young. They're making progress. I'm not saying these guys are busts. Don't misunderstand me. And I don't even necessarily think that some of the guys coming in are going to be busts, whether it's Kaiser, whether it's Trubisky, whether or not it's Deshaun Watson. They may end up being very good players in this league. But the reality is, you make a mistake when you draft a quarterback and your organization is shot for 5 years or more. You get it right, a la Derek Carr. Which, and I have to be honest, I wasn't high on him coming in. I was wrong about that. Guy can flat out play. And chances are pretty good he's going to take the Raiders to a Super Bowl. But for every Derek Carr, you know, pick the name. There's plenty of busts in the National Football League. So if your roster is shot with talent, and there's just not much there, see the San Francisco 49ers, and they better hope that Lynch gets it right with their non-experienced general manager, with the Cleveland Browns, GM by committee, the Bears, who never do anything right. You know, John Fox survived. But what direction is this team going to go in? You know, Jacksonville, Tom Coughlin's running the ship down there. It looks like they finally have things set up correctly with a team that has talent on it. But if their quarterback can't fix what's wrong with him, they're going to be going backwards. They're going to be a bad football team. Joe and I both thought that Gus Bradley could coach. Well, evidently not on the head football coach level. You know? But, yeah. We'll see. You know, and again, it takes me into what I was talking about round two. You know, if you're a team that doesn't have a ton of talent, well, that's where you really need to exploit. And that's where, you know, guys like TJ Watt, you know, JJ's brother. I mean, is he going to be his brother? No, probably not. But they've got him projected into the second round now. Maybe he's a guy you picked up. Dwayne Smoot, he's one of those hybrid guys out of Illinois. You know, but again, if you're one of those teams and you're just, you know, you're looking for talent, it really doesn't matter at that point who's coming at you. You know, one of the mocks, they got Cleveland at the 33rd, top of the second round. They're looking at on Antonio Garcia. I wouldn't know if I tripped over him at Troy. But he's a mauler. And when you consider that Mitchell Schwartz and Alex Mack walked out the door last year, maybe they can address that need. San Francisco's in the same boat. You know, to me, and hopefully Lynch has the same perspective. It's best athlete available. You know, it honestly, it doesn't matter who it is. You got to get bodies on that football field. And that's where a guy, you know, like we go full circle here, but that's where a guy like Hassan Reddick comes into play. You know, most people don't know about Hassan Reddick, not unless you're a hardcore college football guy like we are here on the show. But if you've seen the kid play, he's a flat-out football player, and he did himself a lot of good in the combine. On the mocks, you know, he's moving up in the world. You know, a guy like Taco Charlton. You know, you gotta have pass rushers. Okay, so you gotta have somebody on the outside looking in. I mean, this is the way. But you know, you also look at some of his boards, and you see guys like Pat Mahomes. I mean, Pat Mahomes played in a completely open system. I have no idea whether this guy can play or not. He could throw. He's got a cannon. DeShone Kizer falls into the same position. You know, you don't know if these guys are going to pan out. But they're also looking at being taken by teams that perhaps don't have immediate necessity at the quarterback position. And if you have a little bit of luxury when it comes to that, maybe you strike gold. Because don't forget, one of the things that goes on here, and we'll discuss it on the other side as well, is the fact if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you got to play him. They hid Jared Goff out in L.A. as long as they could. And when they finally had to play him, one thing about Coach Fisher before he bit the dust, he was right about that. Jared Goff wasn't ready. And he got exposed in a big way. It cost Fisher his job. It's the way it plays out in the No Fun League. We'll finish up Hour 1 right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Before we dive into Hour 2 with a guest right off the bat, we're talking the Combine, talking some NFL, and, look, it's fun, and it's hard. Jobs depend on the ability. And you look at some guys, Timmy Williams coming out of Alabama, who, as it turns out, failed multiple drug tests. That'll keep him off boards. Never got suspended for it. Never got disciplined for it by Nick Saban. And he walked in, he owned up to it in his interviews and said that, he's put his life back on the straight and narrow. But that's, you talk about major red flags. You talk about Donta Foreman comes in. He can't run. He's hurt. Red flag. Here's a guy that's projected in the second round. He's a load and a half. Could be an impact player in the National Football League. Didn't do himself any good. Number of guys. We'll continue the conversation after we interview the guest in hour two. But, reality is, it's very tough when you have to go in and sell yourself in a very brief period of time. And that's what these guys have to do. Hardcore. Their financial future depends on it. Well, that's it for Hour 1 of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity just after this short timeout. It involves some news, current events, and some commercials. Make sure you don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've seen no evidence of the allegations we've seen in the media.
Senate Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who says he doesn't believe the Obama administration spied on President Trump's presidential campaign, as Trump has alleged. Now word is the FBI director wants to see the Justice Department come out and deny it, too. Here's Mark Mayfield.
According to the New York Times, FBI Director James Comey asked the department to publicly reject the claims made by President Trump. Apparently, Director Comey wants the Justice Department to refute the allegations because there's no proof of their truth, and it suggests the FBI broke the law. The Justice Department has not publicly denied Trump's claims.
New York City police say it was not vandals that knocked over gravestones at a Brooklyn Jewish cemetery. Police have determined now that the markers were toppled by a combination of poor maintenance and high winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to orderzona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or orderzona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
A chicken breeder that supplies Tyson Foods is killing thousands of chickens after bird flu turned up in its flock. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is saying it's the first confirmed case this year of the disease in the commercial poultry industry in the nation. Tyson says it's working with Tennessee and the USDA to destroy more than 70,000 birds to keep that disease from spreading. Tyson's the biggest chicken meat producer in the country. The State Department reports use of cocaine in the U.S. is rising for the first time in nearly a decade. The department's annual report on global narcotics saying samples of the drug seized on U.S. streets do show that 90% of the cocaine sold in this country does come from Colombia. The report says Colombia's illegal coca crop has exploded since 2013 after years of falling production. The number of cocaine overdose deaths in the U.S. in 2015 was the highest since 2006. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The State Department is strongly condemning the latest ballistic missile launches by North Korea. As four missiles traveled more than 600 miles before landing in the sea, three of them landing in Japan's so-called exclusive economic zone, the U.S. and South Korea say the launches are a clear violation of U.N. Security Council arms resolutions. Chicago's coming off almost a week without a murder. A man was found dead of gunshot wounds on Saturday, but before that, the city went 6 days straight without a homicide. The Chicago Tribune says that would make it the longest such streak since late 2012. A new resource opening today in Maryland for a particular type of first responder, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
A center is opening today in Prince George's County, Maryland, for firefighters around the country who may be dealing with PTSD or addiction.
They can't extinguish the fear that comes with a memory.
Medical Director Abby Morris says about 20% of firefighters will deal with PTSD in their lifetimes. An official with the International Association of Firefighters says firefighters have been told to suck it up if they have a problem, but that's been the wrong message.
And the world is still waiting for April the giraffe to give birth. Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville, New York, still providing that live stream of April leading up to the big event. But while tens of thousands of people have been tuning in recent days, so far they've mostly just seen her eating and sleeping. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Sounds about right. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day as well. And we got all the devices, all the platforms that you can use to listen to this terrific show. It's all about TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, all that kind of good stuff. And if you have a particular device, usually it would be Joe talking to you about it, but he's off today, so I'm going to be talking to you about it. And look, you know what the drill is. It's radio on the go. Radio is evolving. Radio is changing. This is what it's about. And, you know, honestly, if you're heading to your office, you're heading to the gym, you work from home, whatever the circumstances are, you're starting your day here on a Monday. And, you know, look, and grab us. We're there for the taking. It's a beautiful thing. So, you know, get your device and gear. Make sure you listen to us. You can go to our home website. Click on the Listen Live button. There we are. Most important to us, American Forces Radio Network. You're going to listen to the Spano and Black Attack. Well, no better place to listen to it than the American Forces Radio Network. And if you're one of the guys and girls that are serving us, well, guess what? We truly appreciate what you do for us each and every day. And, you know, there's no better way to honor these guys and girls than to talk about them here on this show. I get overcome with it pretty much each and every day. It's just an amazing thing. We got Scott Robb coming right out of the chute. He's going to talk about how he personally brought a championship to Cleveland. Oh, yeah, and that other guy, too. LeBron James. Yeah. You're welcome, Cleveland. It's a beautiful thing. Looks like it's going to be a pretty funny interview. So we'll pick it up right there on the other side with Mr. Robb and talk to him about his brand new book. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today. We're waiting on Scott Robb. And hopefully he will be with us here in a couple of minutes as his book, You're Welcome, Cleveland, is out. And, you know, he takes personal responsibility for bringing LeBron James and a championship to Cleveland. And now we'll talk about that a little bit. And hopefully here in a couple of minutes. Give me a clue, Robert. And, you know, but again, back to what we were talking about with the NFL draft. And, you know, one of the interesting things, and the reason why I get excited about this, because we don't put much stock in the draft sites here. Everybody has an opinion, and you know what they're like. But it is a commodity that it causes people to either lose their jobs or keep their jobs. And I'm going to keep mine right now by talking to Scott Robb, who joins us here on the Attack. Good morning, Scott. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, and you got a brand new book out. Pretty cool. And it's good that you brought a Cleveland, you brought a championship back to Cleveland. You're welcome, Cleveland.
Yeah. How I help.
Yeah, dude, that jumper.
ice water in my veins. Not, first, thanks for having me. Second, yeah, it's not a serious title. I really didn't help anything.
I know that, but actually, the fact that it was the follow-up to, and look, we all know that writers struggle, but, you know, for you to document your struggles in The Horror of Akron, I think that was, you know, very, very deep to put you out there publicly and, you know, chronicle your struggles and what you had to do on the side to make ends meet.
I really appreciate you saying that. You know, the first time out when LeBron left the Cavaliers, I was born and raised in Cleveland, lifelong Cleveland fan, and I might have overreacted a little bit, but it was easy. It was too easy to use a young athlete to frame, you know, 50 years of my own, you know, my own BS, my own misery, along with the growing up in a city that was going downhill. You know, I'm not a young guy, so I grew up in a Cleveland that was never a joke. And the Browns were a landmark NFL franchise and all of that. And here the greatest athlete Northeast Ohio ever produced wound up playing for the Cavaliers and then took his talents to South Beach. And, you know, I wrote an angry book and, you know, called it The Horror of Akron, which also was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, because it's wildly, you know, overstated in its way. But, you know, I think like a lot of fans, it's not just about buying tickets. It's about, you know, my uncle taking me to games, me taking my kid to games, and suffering in a way that doesn't make a lot of rational sense. So I used LeBron to put it all in there the first time out, and I couldn't believe he was going to come back, and then to come back and do what he did. You know, I hope this is a warmer, happier book this time around.
Well, you know, I think that's fair, and you raise a couple of points there. And one of the ones is that you talk about your dad, you know, and you bonding, and Cleveland wasn't a joke. And look, I've lived all around the country, all around the world. I never considered any place I lived a joke. And people have pride no matter where they come from. You talked about that bonding, and you also included your son riding shotgun with you, going back and forth between New Jersey and Cleveland in the genesis of this book. So you kind of transition that into a bonding experience with your son. For me, I think that's pretty cool.
I'm grateful for the connection on that, because we've all got that story to tell. I'm a pretty lucky guy. Ultimately, I saw the Cavaliers win a championship on Father's Day with my boy. That was the whole bucket list there. So you know, not that writing anything or finishing any job is a slam dunk. You know, you give it all you've got until you push through. But yeah, the having that with my son, I'm really not an outdoors guy. You know, I'm not a do-it-yourselfer. You know, so the whole role of father in the sense of the rites of passage and just the everyday stuff that really binds one generation to another, especially for men, turned out to be Cleveland sports, and it really was my bucket list, you know, to be with my kid and to see a Cleveland team win a championship. And by God, I never thought it was going to happen. And here, you know, LeBron came back. LeBron didn't just talk the talk. He walked the walk, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, you know, it was, but, you know, you talked about that, and that was the second part of it in what you were mentioning there is, as it was building up towards his second decision, first we knew Jim Gray wasn't going to be involved, but second, you know, it you scratch your head in doing what I do for a living and say, why would he leave South Beach to go back to Cleveland in an antagonistic situation with an owner that, you know, if you put him in a room 24 hours after the first decision, one of them would have come out alive. And, well, depends who Dan Gilbert could hire. And how did this happen? I mean, it seems to me it was the most mismatched reunion ever created.
I think at some level, and this is a good example of someone, and I'm talking about LeBron, really learning from his mistakes, you know, at a fairly early age. I mean, in his 20s, he's barely into his 30s now, you know, kind of figuring out what his priorities were. I think if the Heat had beaten the Spurs and Miami had been in a position to three-peat, he might have delayed a year, but I think he never sold his house outside of Akron. His wife, you know, is also from Akron. I think it always was home for him, even when he went to the Heat. So I think part of it is the happy wife, happy life equation.
Okay.
I don't know that they ever felt that anchored. They aren't, you know, they're from Northeast Ohio, like me, not really given to the partying lifestyle forever and ever and ever. They had three kids. They got married, wanted to come back home. Also, Kyrie Irving, you know, as the Heat were getting older and older, the Cavs, I mean, it was a savvy business decision in a lot of ways and helped LeBron's brand. All of that was executed without a flaw, as far as I could tell. But here he had a chance to come back home with a team with at least one all-star level young talent at a time when Miami was getting old. And he had the kind of leverage over Dan Gilbert, you know, over the owner that a lot of times in a lot of sports, the star athlete kind of runs the show, you know, in a subtle way. In this case, he's not the coach and he's not the GM, but he knew if he came back to Cleveland as a two-time champion, promising at least to you know, get Cleveland to a place that most living Cleveland sports fans had never been, he had his just maximum power. And all around, I mean, it's easy to look at it as a marketing and PR ploy, and it worked brilliantly in that regard. And without a championship, maybe that's all we wind up saying is he helped his brand, and he's now a movie star and a TV producer and all those things. But I think it was a combination of those factors, completely harmonious with where he was at in life, where the Cavaliers were at. And I still can't believe, sitting here, I'm astonished that actually happened, that they came back from being down 3-1, you know, against the historically good Golden State team. And I'll be damned. It happened. It really did.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that changed the dynamic of the story, too, because with him coming back, had they failed that first time around, it would have been interesting to see how and if things would have changed in the off season as far as his attitude and whether or not he and Gilbert would have started to clash again. And fortunately, they didn't have to explore that avenue. I want to keep you on track, so I've got you for about another 90 seconds or so. Real quick,
sure.
David Blatt, it never worked, and we're being joined by Scott Robb. And second, are they going to be able to do it? They seem like they're struggling an awful lot this year.
Well, they've lost a couple of guys, Kevin Love in particular, to injuries. But now they've added veteran point guard Darren Williams, and Andrew Bogut is coming. So I think they've got about 20 games left to try and figure out, you know, do they have enough depth, and can they deploy it effectively? Get whoever comes out of the West, likely is Golden State. It's going to be an epic battle, and if it's Golden State, you know, if it's a best-of-three situation with that team, I think it'll be an epic NBA Finals.
Appreciate it. Give us the 411 on where we can find the book, and I want to get you on in your next interview.
Hey, thanks a million, Bob. I think it's pretty much fine booksellers everywhere, if there are any bricks-and-mortar places left anywhere in the world, but definitely on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. And you know, it's fun. I like to think it's a funny book. You know, that any old writer who says "You're welcome, Cleveland," how I helped LeBron James win a championship and save a city, it's a pretty goofy book. And so you just no one's going to be shocked at the ending because yeah, the Cavaliers won. So I hope you know there are a few laughs en route there.
Yeah, well, Scott, we appreciate it. You know, you may be a fun guy, but you're also a very serious writer, and I appreciate the couple minutes. We'd love to have you back down the line and stretch this out a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure you got amazing stories to tell.
I'd love to, but I'm really grateful that you gave me the time, Bob. Thanks, Bill.
It's my pleasure. Take care. Scott Robb here on The Attack, and check out the book. I mean, you know, you can understand. And like I said, that initial book, the Horror of Akron, was one of the funniest things ever. And I happened to read it. You know me, I like to read. And it was great stuff. When we come back, we'll continue our dive into the National Football League and then get into some college basketball as well, as tickets are being punched. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. That was fun with Scott Robb. Check his book out. Really good stuff. I'm talking some NFL here, and it just caught my fancy. There's plenty to talk about today in the world of sports. But, you know, in reality, when you're trying to turn teams around and again, the packages it's put together now by the NFL, and even out of the combine, which I found really interesting because – again, in the underwear Olympics, it's literally measurables. Everything is a measurable. It's how fast you're running. It's how high you jump. It's how it literally to the point of how much you weigh and how tall you stand. But the league has started to exploit it now because of the football freaks who are completely into it. And I'm talking about the fans. And whether you're a fantasy football player or whatever it is, they go out there and they're participating. And they let them in. And they allow them to run the same drills. You know, it's not like the draft yet where, you know, you have tens of thousands of people trying to do this. But they have now turned it. They have an NFL experience combine. So the league, in leaving no stone unturned in trying to exploit money out of their followers, which is, you know, business, capitalism 101, have actually managed to find a way to exploit a combine. Well, you know, a couple of the things out of the combine, and two of the guys that I think are going to be interesting picks, where they land, which team I mean, it's going to be an interesting question. And the two players that I have in mind are Jabril Peppers and Christian McCaffrey. Now, again, looking at some of the mocks, and look, the measurables are there as far as they run fast, they jump high, you know, the whole nine yards. But McCaffrey is an interesting guy in that he's 6'2", 201. He is not built to be at every down back, but he can flat out play football. So, how do you use this guy? And where does he fit on your football team if you do draft him? Now, I do not see him as a guy that ends up falling out of the first round, and I'll tell you why. Even though he's not that every down back. And I listened to some of his interviews that he was doing at the combine. And, you know, they had him on the NFL radio network a few times. He knows exactly what he is as a football player. He is a hybrid. He is a guy that will catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run between the tackles, albeit sparingly. It's not an unwillingness for him to do that, but you don't want him to do that because you'll get him killed. You know, at least on a consistent basis. He'll catch the ball out of the backfield. He'll line up a wide receiver. He returns punts. He returns kicks. So, you know, if you have the coaching acumen to use him correctly and put him in a complementary role, you can do wonders with this guy. You'll create packages for this guy that'll drive defensive coordinators nuts. And look, I'm not saying the guy's going to the Hall of Fame, but he is such a unique hybrid that don't be surprised on the college level if you start seeing more and more teams develop running backs, because he's listed as a running back, in this mold. Because if you have a guy on the field who can literally do everything offensively, I don't know, he might even be able to throw the football. You know, it you might be onto something that is the new thing in the National Football League. And they're hard to come by. Now, I've seen him as high as 15 in the draft. I've seen him as low as the beginning of the second round. But generally speaking, I see him somewhere between 20 and 32. Very few people, any board, sees him getting out of the first round. And rightfully so. You know, because he just happens to be one hell of a football player. But he is undersized. Biggest thing for him is getting in the right situation. And, you know, when you look at it, on some of the teams that are drafting on the back end of it, best fit is probably with the Giants or with New England. And that's if they bring back LeGarrette Blount. If New England's able to bring back LeGarrette Blount, he would be the perfect complement on that New England football team and give another weapon to Tom Brady that Bill Belichick will exploit until the cows come home. A better version of Deion Lewis. Another fit he would be with, it would be with Pittsburgh. A perfect fit. And if he's there, I wouldn't be surprised if they grab him. You know, I don't see it with Dallas, although I think he would fit there as well. It's just, you know, he's just not going to get enough touches. But And maybe the same thing with Atlanta. I mean, it would be a fit, but I don't know that he would get enough touches. But Pittsburgh, the Giants, and New England on that back end of the draft, I think would be a perfect fit for this kid. You know, with Pittsburgh, you're also hedging the bets against Le'Veon Bell going down with another suspension because, again, McCaffrey can run between the tackles. It doesn't mean you want him to consistently. But if he went down with a suspension for a couple of games, McCaffrey could run and you wouldn't be losing anything. You know, with the Giants, you talk about a perfect weapon. You know, their leading rusher was Paul Perkins with 456 yards. Now, they think he's going to be that every down back. But again, he's undersized as well. He's 5'10", 208. But he runs bigger. Well, McCaffrey would be a perfect fit there. Talk about a threat coming out of the backfield. And that's where they were lacking. So, you know, one of those guys. You know, he's one of those guys. The other guy is Jabril Peppers. And, again, another guy that's just wildly all over the draft. I've seen him as high as 10. I've seen him in the second round because they don't know how to use him. But mostly I've seen him between 20 and 32. Same deal. This particular board I'm looking at had him at 17. But, again, 6 foot, 210 pounds. Weakness in coverage. But here's the thing. Anybody that thinks that he's not going to be able to play football in this league. The only way he's not going to be able to play football in this league is by not using him correctly. He's a playmaker. He's one of those guys. He's a playmaker. This is one of those be proactive situations. Makes offensive coordinators adjust to him. And believe me, if you do that, you're going to have a lot of success. Again, he's 6 foot 210. They're talking about playing him at linebacker. Well, you can't play him at linebacker on a consistent basis because offensive linemen are going to get to the second level and get their hands on him, and he's going to get overwhelmed. But what you can do is bring him from all angles. It's got to be in a 4-3, not a 3-4. I think that's important. And just line him up in different spots and let him roll. Let him drop off the line. If he's lining up at outside linebacker in a 3-4, let that offensive lineman wonder whether or not he's coming. And if he drops back to cover the tight end, so be it. Hopefully that defensive end on that side can take care of business. I want to pick it up right there because he's that intriguing as a player. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's gonna give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's a good point. Jerry was down in L.A. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And I'm talking about Jabril Peppers, and we'll get to ticket punching in just a minute here. But, you know, look, it and this is where the contrasts in scouting reports come in, right? So I'm on a site called Draft Site, which is a pretty good one. The DJ Boyer and a couple of guys that we respect write for this site. But this particular evaluation, his strengths: dynamic playmaker with versatility to line up all over the field, which is true. Superior athlete with good size, natural man-to-man cover size, and should excel at covering tight ends at the next level. Excellent pass rusher for linebacker or safety. Okay. Then weaknesses: undersized if they decide to play him at linebacker full-time. Intercepted one pass during his time at Michigan, not a ball-hawking safety type. Well, so it contradicts what they said in the strengths. And that's the problem, okay? You know, whether or not he catches the football or not, nobody cares. What he can do is make impact plays all over the place. He's such a great athlete that he flies around the field. And again, if you put him in a 4-3, where he's got protection, where if he's going to perhaps rush the passer, outside linebacker will drop back in coverage. If he's going to pretend, outside linebacker can blitz with the defensive end, Peppers has the coverage. You know, they've got to get him in the right situation. And again, depending on where he fits in this draft, if he starts to drop a little bit, because teams are afraid of guys like this. They, you know, and again, I happen to think he's going to be an impact player. It could be a swing and a miss. He could be out of the league in 3 years because he just doesn't fit anywhere. But again, I think that will be more dependent upon his ability within a particular system as opposed to his ability on a football field, because he can flat out play football. And I hate to say this, because if they can get him, if the Dallas Cowboys can get him, they're going to do that defense a whole lot of good, because he will be a unique difference maker on that side of the football. And, you know, I pulled up their depth chart. You know, we all know how good Sean Lee is. He's a tackling machine. But if, you know, you look at, I mean, their safeties are Byron Jones and Barry Church. You know, ain't nothing to write home about. Church is solid, but, you know, again, you know, Brandon Carr has become a real good defensive back. Orlando Scandrick, same thing. But, you know, Damian Wilson is one of the outside linebackers. You know, Hutchins is a good guy in the middle. He's solid. But he's not a Pro Bowl guy. He would be a difference maker on that defense. Offensive coordinators would have to game plan as to where he is on the football field. So, you know, again, those were the two really intriguing guys for me that were coming out of the combine. And the other one was Leonard Fournette. You know, I get it. You don't take running backs that high anymore. But as the draft is structured, and I'm looking at Cleveland, they really need so many pieces, they can't invest in him. San Francisco falls into the same boat, and they have a running, really good running back anyway. They just don't have any line for him to run behind, and that's a shame. Chicago, you know, they could pull the trigger there for a guy like Fournette and protect their quarterback a little bit. I would get that. He could go to Jacksonville, theoretically, but they invested money in the Chris Ivories of the world, and I don't know that, you know, they're ready to give up on that just yet, and they have need as well. And I don't think Tom Coughlin's going to invest in a running back that early. Tennessee's set. Which takes us to the Jets. And The Jets are gutting their team, and they're kind of falling into that same category. They don't have a quarterback. They're not going to draft a quarterback there. Now you're starting to hear rumblings, and again, you know, you can't believe any of this crap, but that Christian Hackenberg's starting to come around and turn into what they thought he was going to be. Who knows? If I'm the Jets, I draft them. I know they got Matt Forte committed to money. He's over 30. He's a shell of himself. You're going to have to pay him, keep him on a roster. Bilal Powell's the guy. I mean, you bring in, and it's amazing. He just gets overlooked year after year after year. And all he does is just run between the tackles effectively, be elusive, and not put the football on the ground. And he's a threat out of the backfield as well. I mean, look, if you're going to start all over again, which they're doing, you know, let's be honest about it. They're doing it right before our very eyes. And quarterback's best friend is a running back. And Fournette's a house and a half. If I'm the Jets, I grab him. They have so much need in so many places. Could you fault them if they went with Malik Hooker? No. Could you fault them if they went with Marshon Lattimore? No. Absolutely not. They also absolutely cannot draft a quarterback here. And I don't care who's there. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer. You can't. You can't. To me, Fournette is the pick. Yeah, and I know he came in at 250, and I know he had injuries at LSU. This guy's gearing up for a pro career, and he'll be done at 30. He'll be done. You know, he's a big, bruising running back, and I'm promising you he will be done at 30. But, man, you're going to have a great 7-8 years out of this guy. And by the time you're ready to win again, he'll be in his prime. And you're going to be real glad you have him on the roster. So, I if I'm the Jets, that's my pick. I think he'll be there. They could get hosed. But at least they'll have options there. Because if Fournette should fall to somebody else, then it'll be Jamal Adams or Hooker or Marshon Lattimore or even Reuben Foster. You know, they'll be guys. So they're not going to completely die there. You know, and there'll be plenty of opportunity in the second round. You know, I mean, there's projects in the second round that, Desmond King out of Iowa, who's a first-rate cornerback. You know, Garyon Conley. And these guys could even go in the first round. But that's all, you know, semantics. There's always shuffling at that point. But they'll be valued. And there'll be opportunity. You know, so it we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But, again, Fournette was one of those guys, too. And he had to come in and he had to have the discussion the same way McCaffrey did. You know, this is what makes the draft intriguing. You know, it's funny. We were talking about Joe Mixon earlier last week, or at the end of last week, I should say. And on a couple of different boards, he's not there. But it was funny, on this draftsite.com board, he's literally going in the last round with the 247th pick to Green Bay. And again, somebody will draft him, but he's that toxic. And somebody else who is that toxic as well. And, you know, people read things into this, but this isn't the case. You know, Mixon is getting the headlines because of the video, but somebody else who didn't do himself any favors is Chad Kelly. And this board has him going in the seventh round as well. Yeah. They also have the, you know, here's a guy that bounced from Clemson to Mississippi, has all kinds of issues. Yeah, somebody will draft him. No guarantee he's going to make a roster, but somebody will draft him. Maybe the Bills will do Jim Kelly a favor and grab him a little bit before that. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Another guy that did himself some good before we move on to the hoops, Jordan Willis out of Kansas State. You know, here's a guy that you know, wasn't even projected in the top two rounds. They had him in a borderline third or maybe fourth round. But he's 255 pounds. He ran a 4.53. Third in the short shuttle. But they're going to look at him and figure out exactly where he can put himself, you know, overall. They had him rated at 132. So, you know, that's second day stuff, middle of the second day. But maybe he sneaks up a little bit on the board. And if you're willing to take a flyer on a guy that might be a pass rusher, well, he's one of those guys. Tyus Bowers, same thing. Big stud guy, 4.65, 6'3", 247. But he's definitively a linebacker. You know, but good balance. Did the cone drills good. And again, they all look good in shorts and T-shirts until you got to get them on the field. Once you get him on the field, well, you know, could end up being a different story. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Couple of tickets being punched. Well, let's start with the headline first. Anderson's out at Missouri. Kim Anderson, he's a pretty good basketball coach, but didn't get it done. 7-23 this year. Oof. 9-23 in his first season. 10-21 in his second, and second 23. That's 8-46 in SEC games in 3 years. Yeah, that'll get you fired. You know, and I mean, when you think about it, the fact that, you know, you got the SEC is not a good basketball league except for the top guys, and he could make no hay. And, you know, look, these guys, again, it's not that they're necessarily bad coaches. He just couldn't get it done. And the glory days of Storm and Norman are way over. And, you know, it's the campus is, quite honestly, one of the more liberal campuses. It's very close to Ferguson. A lot of political stuff went on there. Distracted from the program. Yeah, a lot of stuff went on. We'll punch those tickets on the other side, but needed to get dealing with that firing first. I'm Bob Black. Spano and Black Attack will roll on right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Tickets punched. You know, don't forget, with Kim Anderson going out the door in Missouri, all the damage that Frank, I never met a rule that I wouldn't break, Hayes did on his way out the door. And that was a stupid hiring to start out with. But he was behind the eight ball to start out with, Kim Anderson, and it just didn't work. They got a long and deep, deep process to go through. But tickets punch. Wichita State, the Shockers, they were going to get an at-large anyway, but they win the Missouri Valley, one of Joe's favorite conferences, and they're in at 30-4. Jacksonville State wins the Ohio Valley, which is really cool. Winthrop winning again in the Big South. They're going in at 26-6, and you know, that's really cool. And the Atlantic Sun, Florida Gulf Coast University, back. They're back at 26-7 as they win theirs. You know, Dunk Dynasty is back. Dunk City, baby. You know, look, it's a little bit of a time away, but they did the job in their conference. And they're going back to the big dance. More tickets are going to get punched. You know what the drill is. America East will get punched today. There's a couple that are going to get punched today. We got, them, the Mac, will get punched today. And that looks like it. And then a bunch more tomorrow. So that'll be fun as well. Well, hope you enjoyed this edition of The Attack. Want to thank Scott Robb for coming on board. And you're welcome, Cleveland, in brick and mortar and on Amazon, of course. HarperCollins is the publisher. So check it out. That was a fun interview. And we'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow. Thanks to Roberto keeping it all on the air. We know it's not the easiest of tasks sometimes. For Mr. Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.